food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. This is 21 June 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Yes, I'm back with you live. I had a, as you know, week off last week. I enjoyed myself. Marsha and I did some, spent some time together. Time we hadn't been able to get together for a long time. We really enjoyed ourselves. Spent some wonderful hours with Melly Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver. Folks, if you're listening on shortwave right now, she's paying for the shortwave time. Melly Seastrom is a fine, fine lady to deal with. I know her personally, spent time with her, talked to her, know about her. So if you're concerned on anything important with your finances, you need to give her a call at 800-375-4188 and tell her I sent you over. 800-375-4188. Also spend time with our producer here right now that's monitoring our program, Todd Waite, his beautiful wife Dawn. What a great time with him. I tell you what, folks, we were blessed. I'm so blessed to have friends like this scattered across country, and I do mean that. Before we get to your guest tonight, we're going to talk to Dr. Judy Mikovits tonight, and we're going to discuss some very serious information, so don't go away. We are still offering The Backyard Medicine, a fine book that everyone needs a copy of, and talk about something great to give for gifts. Full color pages, full information how to use items all around your house, all the plants around you for medicine, for food, and folks should be surprised what's around there. I'm dead serious. This is amazing. But anyway, the book's available right now for $18.95. $14.95. We're going to price $18.95. So right now, $14.95. They are right now on order. We ran out of them, but they're on order. So you can order them anytime you want to at 800-777-4403. Or you can save us money if you'll call our toll number at 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa he went to order Backyard Medicine. We still have the 2-for-1 on sale on the REM Sleep and the Tranquil. I just got a powerful testimony from one of our listeners, Daryl from PA. You all know Daryl. It was one night soon I'll read this testimony on air, but he was bragging on REM Sleep and how great it's worked and how the Strauss prostate drops are already helping him sleep better at night. Now, that's what he said on his testimony, folks. These products work. Strauss has great products at work, and REM Sleep works. They're both available here at the ministry at 800-777-4403. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot more time on anything else. I'm going to get to our guest because Dr. Judy is such a sweet-natured lady. But her and some other ladies like Dr. Madey and Dr. Timpenny and Dr. Popper and some others have stood up. And I'm talking about ladies here, folks, women of God, that I would have my foxhole anytime stand beside me because I trust him more than most men I know. They have more courage than most men I know to tell the truth and put themselves out in the front lines for all manner of aggravation, frustration, and who knows what else could happen. And Dr. Judy Mikovits, are you right with us right now? I don't hear Dr. Judy, Todd. Are you there, Dr. Judy?
You don't have... Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I didn't hear you there.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the program. Okay. I know you're busy. I know you are swamped. I see you all over the internet. I see you everywhere, and you're out there every day slugging along, telling people and warning people and trying to open the eyes of many, many thousands of people. And I want to thank you for your dedication. I mean, you and some other ladies I just mentioned, Dr. Bidet, Dr. Tim Penny, and Dr. Popper and others out there in the front lines, and you are... As I said, I'd have you all in my foxhole any time. I have more faith in you you women than do most men I know, and I want to thank you for that.
You're very welcome. I was with those wonderful ladies and a couple more like Dr. Christiane Northrup, and, you know, just so many wonderful ladies there. I was there at the event, Clay Clark's Reopen America Tour there at the River Church. That is the church of Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. Had
yes.
A fabulous, amazing weekend. General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, just Pastor Alan Keyes, just people after people. That wonderful Kevin Jenkins. I mean, what a great blessing this weekend was to me.
I wish I could have been there with you. I really do. But we're planning on going down and see Pastor Rodney Brown, hopefully, or Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, sometime in the first of August, because he invited us down to see him. I want to go see him. I really admire the man's courage and his tenacity, his determination to stay in there. I mean, he's definitely a ball of fire for the Lord. We know that.
Yeah,
he really is.
He was fun. He warned us on that first night. Here we are all there. We're excited about giving our talks, and he's like, okay, now I hired four midgets, and if you're on that stage 1 second longer than 20 minutes, these midgets are going to pull you off. And they took the side door. You know how much I talk, Pastor Butch. And they were right there. I could see them, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to call it now. I had 33 seconds to spare.
Oh, my. That's kind of pretty close. Kind of
that
pretty
was,
close.
Well, I could have uttered one more little statement. What I wanted to say for the listeners that were there is I wanted to say my talk was all about hope. And I wanted to say hope plus forgiveness equals grace. And
amen.
We've all got God's grace. But first, we have to have the hope that's in Jesus. And we have to repent. We're the whosoever's. Whosoever. Abides
right.
In me. Psalm 91 is the only psalm that came with a, you got to do this in order to get that. And it's abide. Abide,
amen.
Abide, abide. So when we stop fearing anything except God, fear the Lord your God, and love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and spirit, your mind. The mark of the beast isn't what they put in your arm. The mark of the beast is the fear they put in your brain so that you sin. And that's what, I didn't have 30 seconds left to say that, so I'll say it now.
Well, I will tell you what, sis, and we got to get a little serious stuff here, but I want to tell you what,
okay.
I've learned something over the years. I've been preaching well over 40 years, and I've covered lots of areas, and I've seen lots of things that I won't even talk about on the air, things that would disgust people and just makes you want to vomit. But nonetheless, the joy I have in my heart is not touchable by this world or any power on this earth. It's given me by my Savior. So I like to laugh. I like to tease. I enjoy my salvation, and I enjoy my life on earth. Although there are times it's heavy, I'm burdened, and my heart's heavy right now. I'm working on another book, and my message coming up this next church service is not going to be a pleasant church service, because it's going to be entitled "America, Why Will Ye Die?" Why? The Lord asked us in Ezekiel, why do you want to die? Why? And I'm asking my question to America. Why do you want to die, America? And we're going to get a lot more detail than that, obviously. But why church, don't you speak up and stand up? Why are you letting this country die? Your children's futures are going down the tube, going straight to hell because you won't stand. We got to stand. You know, and that's why I thank you, Dr. Judy, for what you're trying to do. I know you're a medical doctor, but I know your heart also. And I know that you're really wanting to help people, not just get well from diseases, but to warn them about things to watch out for, and the vaccine's one of them. And I really admire that, and you thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. I mean, it's just nothing. You're exactly right in everything. Why? What did we do that we don't know the wages of sin is death?
Amen.
So why do we not return and repent? This is, I mean, Alan Keyes gave a beautiful talk. In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word is, oh, God, obey it. In the beginning, you know, man and woman. Not you get to choose who you are.
That's right.
God knows.
That's amen. Yep. When you're born, you're given the parts you ought to have. That's a fact. And that's just the way it is. Anything other than that is of Satan. It is. Well, that's a whole different topic. We could go on that for hours, but I do want to discuss what's coming down. The video you had online, and you spoke about the protein, the Warren spike protein vaccine injection may kill 50 million Americans, and I totally agree with you. I think it's maybe even a light number. I pray that I'm wrong on that. I really sincerely pray that we're both wrong on that. But I'm not a doctor, but I have researched and I do study this. And now they're wanting to add booster shots. There's another Delta, Delta virus out there. They want to add more shots to it. Sis, tell us what's going on. What's behind these shots? What is vaccine shedding? Go with it and hit as hard as you want to.
Well, this whole shedding, you can't really say it's shedding in the case. A flu vaccine sheds because those are live attenuated virus, or a polio vaccine sheds. That means other people nearby can get that infection. So we won't use the word shed, but transmission. COVID shot is a synthetic virus. A synthetic virus you are infecting by transfection, by injection, across the cell membrane. You put it into the arm when a normal immune system would have said, ha ha, that's the common cold. And so you've got a synthetic virus that doesn't break down, that lipid nanoparticle that they stabilize with polyethylene glycol. That's an ingredient in antifreeze. Your body's 98.6 would break that thing down, but now it doesn't. So now you're transmitting a virus, a synthetic nanoparticle virus that goes in every cell of the body and tells your own cells to make the disease. So you injected the disease, folks, and now half the people that got the shot got saline, the package insert, because of the emergency use. They're doing the trial on the animals, and the animals in this case are the humans, and the humans who didn't trust God. So, again, 50% of those shots are close to it are going to be saline. And
by the way,
I
want to tell you something, too. Let me mention one thing. In Nehemiah chapter 9, because of our sins, he said our bodies become the property, the domain of our leaders. And that is being fulfilled right now. But 50% of the shots are saline. They're not
saline.
The real shots.
The placebo control. So, okay, so we get lucky. So what are they going to do? After the study's over, and they're not going to tell you who you were, oh, everybody needs a booster. There's a new variant out there that's deadly. Wait a minute. Any of the variants, and this is Dr. Malone, who invented the mRNA vaccine technology, or at least discovered that lipid nanoparticle that stabilized the RNA, because your God-given immune system will rip that shred in a heartbeat. And so they're going to go now, and they're not going to tell you who, and they're going to say, okay, we need a booster. There's a new variant. Well, it's not a variant. If it's 97% similar, your immune system's got this. There's not any coronavirus variant. Just like SARS-CoV-2 was closely related to SARS. And there's no variant that your immune system. So people who had SARS are already immune to SARS-CoV-2, 3, 4, 5. What we have to learn is our God-given immune system is everything. So we can laugh. We can go to church. We can have fun. We can go to, there were 7,000 people. I mean, I'm a scientist. You don't talk to a crowd like that. And they did an offering for me, and Pastor Clay Clark said, everybody come up here and give Judy, you know, $10. And they gave us $15,000, $5 and $10 at a time. Yeah, you think we can't change this? And I mean, it's the joy and gratitude in my heart. It's like, yeah, let's just teach the folks. Procrastinate. Wait. You've got the country is now open. You know, okay, it's declared open, except here's the rules now. The rules now is the vaccinated don't have to wear a mask. The unvaccinated wear a mask. So what does everybody do? Take off the mask. I'm immune. I've got God. Everybody take
Amen.
Off the mask.
Amen.
Every, because then they don't know who we are. And then we're all laughing and partying and nobody will get sick. I mean, yes, some of the vaccinated who were susceptible, who got the disease by way of that injection, will and have died, tens of thousands of them. But we can heal God's immune system. We learned in HIV. HIV does not cause AIDS. Millions of people walking around with HIV will never get AIDS. Magic Johnson, our best example. You know, we see everything. But you played Russian roulette one too many times. And I don't mean just not another COVID-19 shot. Not another shot ever. Do not ever
Amen.
Allow
Nothing.
Satan
Nothing.
To inject anything else into your body. And I mean not but even blood.
Doctor, how does the shedding, how would that affect other people? Would that make them have the same problems the ones that got the vaccination does?
Yes, the shedding. So instead of injecting 50 billion particles into your body and making your own cells produce them, the people who were injected are making these synthetic virus particles or this spike protein, and it could come through the skin or it could come through if you're coughing. But if you're not coughing, you're not spreading it. So let's talk about skin contact or sexual contact. Use protective condom. Use a ozonated skin cream. You can get them at a lot of different places. Use an ozonated skin cream. Ozone will break up that synthetic lipid nanoparticle. Those studies have already been done. Use a cannabinoid, a cannabis cream. Use cannabis or quercetin or vitamin D. All of the things that broke down the original so-called, the original monkey virus SARS will break down the synthetic virus in the shots, the spike protein. We can heal from this with our knowledge given by God over the last 40 years that I've been doing it anyway, because we cured AIDS. We cured Ebola with hydroxychloroquine. Do you really think SARS is worse? SARS-CoV-2 is worse than Ebola? It killed 21,000 Liberians in 2014. The one that came straight from Fort Detrick by way of Tony Fauci, under direction of Tony Fauci. The book we talked about before, Called for Life, Kent and Ambry Brantley, they're just fine. The doctor got infected. If that wasn't a scary time, what did the doctor do who cured him? Oh, he gave him hydroxychloroquine because malaria was the infection in it locally. Keep your immune system well. Don't add co-infections. Give him saline. Put him in a calm situation. Calm him down. Pray for him. And he survived. He made antibodies, those convalescent antibodies, stopped the outbreak, stopped criminal Fauci, even though that summer of 2014, CDC was already playing its game. So we don't have to worry about the details of transmission. We have to know that God's got this and always have. But we have to abide.
That's the faith of those that know the truth and won't walk in fear. As I said, tell people, walking in fear is idolatry. You're worshiping Satan. God didn't give you a spirit of fear. He didn't do that.
Nope.
You're worshiping Satan. You're worshiping yourself. You're afraid of flesh. You're afraid of what man can do to you. And that's sin in itself. But what, so how serious can this be for people that don't know what to do to get this cleaned up? Will it kill millions of people like a lot of doctors are saying?
No. I mean, it'll kill the injected.
The
injected with cancer are already dying. It accelerates
right.
their cancer. The injected with other autoimmune or inflammatory disease, the people in the nursing home, the blacks, the Hispanics, those with HIV, those with XMRV, that's about 10 to 12% of our country. The blacks that are more susceptible to antibody-dependent enhancement, pathogenic priming, they will die. And we see that already. We see this is the deadliest shot we've ever had of all shots combined.
That's true.
And they've already, 10,000 have died. We saw four British Airways pilots died after the shots. What are the pilots doing? They're under oxidative stress over the ozone layer. They're wearing a mask. We've got to get the mask off. We've got to start hugging again. We've got to get out in the sunshine. They gave us a chance, but we're only going to have this summer because the experiment will be over in September. The experiment will be over, and then they will say, okay, now the FDA just approved it because, half of you got saline, and now you're going to have to get a booster. And they've already done the booster game. Uh-oh, there was a bad lot somewhere in Michigan. I don't know where
that's
it was.
Right. Yeah,
oh, there was a bad lot, so 100 million people have to get another shot. It wasn't a bad lot. We've got to not get another shot ever again, ever, not any shot. Do you know how fast this would go down if every Christian in America stood up and said, or every Trump supporter, I don't even know who it is, if every person stood up and said, never again, and nobody would take their shot, it would crash the pharmaceutical industry.
Absolutely.
They've got this free going on where if I give you a free donut or a free beer or a free Big Mac, you get the shot. It's not free, folks. It's never been free. The shot outside the grocery store, free flu shot. They're not free. They cost us everything. The only thing that was free was Christ's blood absolving us of our sins. But we had to obey.
Amen.
That's where the free, but we have to obey.
So many people are dying that are healthy people after getting the vaccine. We have nursing babies dying for the moms getting the vaccine.
Sure, because babies don't have an immune system. So their virome is looking for that, and they can't respond. We know
that. And healthy people, young people are dropping over dead with the blood clots and the heart problems.
Sure.
And how about blood transfusions? I heard you say don't do blood transfusions. Well, if you get blood and somebody has got the vaccine, that'll be in your blood too then, wouldn't it?
That's right. That's how we spread AIDS and XMRV for 30 years. So, yes, we do have a problem in America, but the problem was generated by us.
Amen.
By us,
I agree.
In our lack of faith. We have not been abiding. We gave away for convenience, for comfort. The only reason half those people are wearing masks is to make you comfortable. We're told, I'm told to wear that mask and go against everything in God and in your immune system. I'm told to wear it to make somebody else comfortable. That doesn't make me comfortable because I'm not a hypocrite. Thank you very much.
Amen. Well, the Bible tells us that fear has torment. These people are tormented with fear. And I know a lady right now that's having some very serious problems. It's bad enough that she's in a psych ward because of fear. This is for real. Fear can cripple you mentally and physically and, of course, spiritually. And folks, when you're walking around with mask on, I'm not trying to pick a fight. I've never worn a mask, and I'm not going to wear a mask. You say, well, you'd be kicked out of any place? I've never been kicked out of any place because I don't go in places where I'm not allowed. I haven't been back to see a doctor since I was sick last January with a specialist because they won't wear a mask in office. I'm not going to do it. I am not walking in fear, and I feel great. My God's in charge of my life, Sister Judy. My God's in charge of my life. I'm not going to die till my time is up. When my time is up, and that's going to keep me here. So I refuse to walk in fear. I will not be tormented by that. It's a demonic spirit.
It is. And how much happier when we're all smiling and loving each other. Well, and that's what what are we really afraid of? Look around. It's all, now that it's all coming out with the Fauci emails, it's all fraud. So why doesn't everybody just say, no more, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me.
Amen.
But you'll
Amen.
Never well, fool me that third time.
Hebrews 2, Christ said he come to free us from the fear of death. People are not born again, even go to the church. That doesn't make you born again. That'll make you a Christian. If you're walking in fear, you're not walking in Christ. So, but from your viewpoint as a professional, what do you see the consequences are for those who were vaccinated and don't even know what they're done? I mean, what do you see the consequences to be?
Well, I mean, as you said, for the kids, they're growing. They have a lot, all of their energy of their mitochondria are directed toward growth. If the energy has to go away from growth to destroy that disease they injected, their mitochondria, it can take away so much energy that if they're out on an athletic field playing and using the mitochondria to fuel their muscles, that they could have that myocarditis. They could have a heart attack and drop dead. You know, so what
and that's
we have
happening.
To tell
that's
the
happening.
People,
that's happening.
Correct. So what we have to tell the people is how to protect themselves. Okay, kids, don't drive a car. You could pass out and die. Mom, if you got that kid that shot, start driving them again. You know, I did that back in the like 5 years ago with Gardasil. It was the same problem. It's a similar lipid nanoparticle in the vaccine, but kids could literally pass out and not know it, not know what was going on, and crash cars. So because kids are under so much stress, hormonal change, growth change, you know, for girls, boys, you're growing, you're finding yourself, you're developing those final conscious empathy and things like that in your brain that develops between, you know, until you're 21 to 25 years old. But when your immune system has to fight that toxin, it takes all its attention away. And so you can't do the growth. So don't push it through it. We're seeing 58-year-old healthy men that are running 6 miles. Don't run the 6 miles. If you got the shot, I'm sorry, rest and strengthen your immune system. Get in a pool, get in the sunshine, get as much nutrition, eat clean, no GMOs, no junk food, no sweet. Get out there and take care of yourself and let your immune system beat it, just like Kent Brantley, Dr. Kent Brantley, and Dr.
That's
John.
A good point. Can your immune system actually defeat these man-made proteins?
All things are possible with God. Man can't
beat
God.
But I just want me, that's I mean that's yes. that's you know, that's something I hadn't really thought about. You know, I mean that these are not
yep.
natural proteins.
Yep.
So
that's all right.
Okay.
Got this. Been
all right.
Doing it for a while.
so, but you know, you've been online a lot. I've been watching some of the videos, and Mario, you look right straight in the camera and tell them what's going on. The people that don't know that do not know what you know, and not, don't understand what the situation is. And they got the vaccine. The children are still playing ball, and even the ones in their 50s and 60s are perfectly healthy. Get the vaccines and end up getting sick, and a lot of them dying. After the break, I want you to tell us how we can reach more of these people, perhaps. Folks, don't go away. A lot more to talk about, and your phone calls and questions at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back. You know, I wish y'all could hear the conversation during the break. Dr. G and I are having a blast during the break. I mean, yeah, and we're discussing some serious stuff here. Millions, and I mean millions, this country going to die. I know that. That's just the way it is. But we want for those who are listening to the truth to stand up. And people say, well, you're crazy. Well, I just got a little picture here of a guy, a little chubby guy wearing beam overhauls and glasses, says, my doctor asked if any members of my family suffer from insanity. I replied, no, we all seem to enjoy it. So that's the way I feel about it. You know, I don't suffer from insanity. I'm enjoying it. If I'm crazy, I love it. And another one says, my people skills are just fine. It's my tolerance to idiots that needs work. But anyway, I thought I'd share those because people, you see us laughing. Because of the joy of Christ in the heart. No, we're not laughing about the seriousness of the people that are dying of this. This is very serious. And for a little bit, we're going to get serious. We know people are deathly ill and dying. I have people send me videos. I know a gentleman personally whose uncle got the vaccines and both of them went blind. True story. That's just the way it is because this is experimental vaccine. We're the guinea pigs. We're the guinea pigs, and what makes it so sad is, Dr. Judy, we volunteered ourselves into it because we didn't have to take the vaccine. When they got to bribe you with a free hamburger and a french fry, or as our governor's giving away $1 million to somebody, lucky person drawled out of a hat because he got vaccinated, if they got to pay you to get it, then I would suggest don't do it. I mean, duh, think about it. This is ridiculous. And they say, well, it's for your own good. Folks, they've lied to us on every vaccine that I know of in history. They lied to us about the polio vaccine. They've lied to us and lied to us and lied to us. When are we going to catch on that we've been deceived? And deception doesn't happen overnight, not full deception. We've been deceived in creeping incrementalistic steps. A little bit here, a little bit there. Trust us there. Trust us there. And we go right on in, just like the wars are fought. I'm a Vietnam era veteran, folks. I know what I'm talking about. I have friends died for nothing. People died in World War II for nothing. They just don't know it. My dad, before he passed away at 91, almost 92 years old, realized that he found out Pearl Harbor was set up to be, is set up to happen so he could get involved in a war. This is all for real stuff. You do not put your trust in man. Jeremiah 17:5, cursed be the man that puts his trust in man, that makes flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord. That's what you've done with the mask and the shot. You don't have to like it. I'm telling you the truth. Millions are dying from this, and millions more, billions more worldwide are going to die because that was their plan. And as Dr. Judy said, they're not done. You're going to do follow-up shots this fall. I promise you, folks, this fall is going to be another deadly virus, probably another COVID virus of some kind, that's going to come through and wipe out maybe millions more people. So you got to get your vaccine. Go ahead, Dr. Judy. I don't want to take over, but you got me fired up. Go ahead.
No, I love it. You know, yes, millions will die, and Jesus doesn't promise us we won't suffer if we don't abide in Him. We're Amen. About suffering. So this pharma has produced, and the government has produced these institutions. And the whole goal of these institutions is to relieve our pain, the opioid crisis. No. You know, pain. Go in the Bible and read all the scripture about leprosy. What's interesting about leprosy, and I didn't know it until Pastor Rob McCoy here in Thousand Oaks gave a sermon. I think it was over Easter. But leprosy patients don't feel pain. And so they were isolated. They feel no pain. They're isolated, you know, and when you don't feel pain, your skin falls off, peels in front of you. You get these gangrenous, eating away. Well, that's our disease right now. We have a disease called multiple system atrophy or Parkinson's disease or certain kinds of ALS. So the pharmaceutical industry is from cradle to grave, we've got you protected from pain. No, that's not what God promises. We will suffer and we will be in pain, but that's a danger signal so that we know we're in trouble. And our God-given immunity and immune systems help us. Don't confuse yourself. Don't wear a mask. Don't buy the lies. Don't let them steal your joy. Think Amen. About it.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Think about it.
I mean, that's folks. If you can't think and reason, then you really don't have much hope. And we can't reason what we hear from man and their lies. The only truth you're going to find, this absolute truth, is written in the Word of God, the King James Bible, 1611 version. You'll find that in there with no doubt. But I was doing some. I looked this up, Dr. Judy, and folks, we'll get your phone call in a minute, I promise. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. This came out of the Children's Health Defense by Dr. Joseph Mercola. Said, what does the New York Times and a majority of other legacy media have in common with Big Pharma? Answer, they're largely owned by BlackRock and the Vanguard Group, the two largest asset management firms in the world. Moreover, it turns out those two companies form a secret monopoly that own just about everything else you can think of. Now, this is, they own most of Big Pharma. And so, these pharmaceutical companies are in competition. They're really not. They're all Russian group. This is amazing. But who knows that? Who talks about it? Who exposed it? But it said Bloomberg report states that both these companies, that's BlackRock and Vanguard, in the year 2020 together will have invested in some about $20 trillion in these companies that they own. This is absolutely phenomenal. People, this is all about the love of money, which is the root of all evil. That's what the book says, and that's where you're going to find truth. Dr. Judy, we're going to take a phone call real quickly before we get too wrapped up in this. Let's go to BK right here in West Virginia. BK, welcome. Come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing really good, sir. Judy, how you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing great, BK. Just enjoying the day.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I admire you and thank you for your work. I bought your book, The Case Against Masks, 10 Reasons Why Masks Use Should Be Limited, and I sure am proud to have that in my library.
Thank you, BK. Yeah, there's a lot of humor in that book. Ben Garrison the political chart cartoonist did all the illustrations. So you see right there on the cover, the Statue of Liberty crying in horror as she has to wear a mask.
That's right. Hey, I heard you on Pastor Butch radio talk show one time, and you mentioned Robert Kennedy Jr.'s children's health defense.
Yep.
So I looked into it, and they had a section there where you can donate $10 and become a lifetime member. So I'm a lifetime member now, and I'm just proud to be part of that organization. And if the people wanted to look into it, the website is childrenshealthdefense.org.
Okay, childrenshealthdefense.org, okay.
And they provide you tools every single day. Go look for the movie that came out March 10th on medical racism on that site. Or look at the May 18th version of The Defender, where they have a letter you can just print out with every law that's being violated for that employer, that school that says you have to take a test or you have to wear a mask or you have to get a shot. Here are the laws they're breaking. Dear sir, I put you on notice. Childrenshealthdefense.org is giving you the tools, and just a fabulous group. I just so love and I'm honored to be able to work with them whenever we can, and that they supported our book, Plague of Corruption, and our next book, Ending Plague, because, you know, when Bobby Kennedy Jr. is such a brilliant man, and when he saw the details, he put it all together, and he came right aboard. So that's the gift of us being able to speak the truth in love.
Amen.
If we can do it and make people understand, everyone wins, and it costs almost nothing, $10 a month, you know?
Yes. I mean, we live in a time and in a country where you can be euthanized in Oregon, and your body can be used as compost in Washington State.
That's true.
Ew.
That's true. That's true.
Ew, that's, yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're making bodies in a compost now. That's exactly right. That goes to show that they have no respect for living or dead.
That's right. You know, here in West Virginia, just yesterday, it was West Virginia's 158th birthday, and the state claims that over 1 million vaccines have been administered here. The state said that 60% have received at least one dose. 75% of residents 50 to 75 have had one dose. And 85% of 65 and older have had one dose. And here in West Virginia, our governor is a tyrant. And I mean, he's a tyrant. My nickname for the governor is Jim Illuminati Fat Body Justice.
Well, they say 1 million have been vaccinated. Well, that's 2/3 of our state population. You know that.
That's right. That old Justice owns that Greenbrier Resort, that resort and casino.
Yes, he does.
His net worth is $1 billion. He's the wealthiest man in West Virginia. He's the one who over a year ago said at a press conference that if somebody doesn't wear a mask, you could call the police and have them arrested. Now, fortunately, our Attorney General, Patrick Morrissey, the next day came out and said, no, we're not going to arrest people for not wearing a mask. And, you know,
That's just right. The
fact that Morrissey said that probably makes him the best Attorney General in this state's history, Pastor.
For a long time, at least, and that's a fact. And, of course, you know our governor, because we have given him excess tax money last year, he's giving away gifts so people get vaccinated. You know that.
Yes, I got just a little bit more here on him. Back to the governor. He has a dog named Baby Dog.
He opened
a website called doitforbabydog.wv.gov where they have a sweepstakes of prize drawings for the vaccinated.
Yep,
and
that's
yesterday
true.
he gave out the prizes, but before he did, he said, the vaccine protects you. Just think, I'm 70 years old. I'm surely a little chunky. Just think of what I've been exposed to myself. All those kids on a basketball team. Now a situation with doctors. I have had many opportunities to get this, but I'm vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. The likelihood is very, very low, without question, it probably saved my life. All that being said, you can have yours saved too. And then he went on and gave a person $1 million. He gave away two trucks, five lifetime hunting licenses, five custom hunting rifles, five custom shotguns. And they're doing this every week through August the 4th with our tax dollar money.
That's right.
And you know, Judy, you know, one of the saddest things I've saw with this vaccine nonsense and this do-it-for-baby-dog stuff is when they open up these special COVID vaccine clinics. They had one in Charleston at a Bible Center church. The thing is called Community Autism and Education Systems. They call it CARES. They provide a COVID-19 vaccination clinic for those with autism and other disabilities, their families, and caretakers. I mean, that is absolutely sick. It's sad. It's frustrating. You know, George Orwell said, all tyrannies rule through fraud and force.
That's right.
Once the fraud is exposed, they must rely exclusively on force. And I had just one more thing, and I'll split. We know that Bill Gates is the biggest private owner of farmland in these United States. Bill Gates owns 242,000 acres of farmland. But did y'all know this? Governor Jim Illuminati Fat Body Justice owns 50,000 acres of corn, wheat, and soybeans in West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, with 3,000 farms in North Carolina alone. Jim Justice is the largest farm owner east of the Mississippi River.
I didn't know that. That's a good point.
I didn't know that.
Good call, BK. Thank you. Good information.
You're welcome.
Right on the money. Good call.
I'll just say those lifetime hunting licenses aren't going to cost much because they aren't going to live long after that shot.
You know that's true. It's sad, but it's true. And that's right. I tell you, let's go to Massachusetts. Let's talk to David. David talks a little funny. He's not Massachusetts. Let's talk to him anyway. David, come on in.
Okay.
Glad to hear you back.
I'm back, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah. I like listening to everything, and I have my own points I want to make, but I like to listen to the points, and I, you know, kind of get scrambled up in them because I think at the speed of light, but I can only talk at the speed of sound.
Well, you go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So anyway, you're talking about the vaccines. I've noticed some women who are pro-life. I noticed no women, particularly women in the pro-life movement, they don't want the vaccine.
Wow.
Gee, I wonder why that is.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Because it causes miscarriages and stillbirths. Because the women who wouldn't drink a glass of wine or a beer during pregnancy because it can hurt the development of their child knows better than to inject, you know, aborted fetal tissue cell lines or monkey cells or cow cells or dog blood. These are smart women. Why in the world would they shoot themselves and put their baby at risk and their future children at risk? We know these are sterilizing shots.
Very good. Yes, that's very true. Very good point, too, David. Anything else you want to say?
Well, you, as I've said many times before, you don't think that somebody who, repeatedly and many years before talked about, oh, there's too many people on this earth, and they give vaccines to people in Africa, for example, and, for some reason, their women, once they're pregnant, they can't, for some reason, they keep miscarrying, and they say, hey, Bill Gates. Well, you think you can trust a vaccine funded by someone like that, right?
Oh, you think, couldn't you? And Bill Gates said, if we use the vaccines right, we can kill 15% of the population. He said that. Not in exact words, but he said that.
Sure.
Yeah, but I've noticed, you're familiar with Alvedo, Veda King, niece of Martin Luther King. She was very, very pro-life woman.
I know of her, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's definitely going around speaking, you know, talking about. Yeah, we notice how Planned Parenthood, they come to our neighborhoods, and, you know, they want to, basically, they want to prevent us from having children. So I think I think they're trying to go at both ends of the candle, so to speak. You know, we don't want children being born. We don't want, when we want people just living to a certain age, and after that, drop dead.
That's very true. And of course, now,
I think that's what this whole thing is about.
Well, it's population control. Now in Oregon, they can take your body and compost it and sell it as fertilizer. So they win all the way around. All right. Good call, David. Thanks for the information. Right, okay. Anything else you want to say?
Well, no. Well, good night to you. You know, God bless you.
Thank you, David.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Good night,
what
God
a sweet
bless
call.
You, David.
Amen.
Yep. 844-769-2944.
844-769-2944. And, Doctor, what you've seen the results, you see the numbers probably a whole lot more than I do of the results of the vaccines, of the illnesses and the sicknesses. And I do know for a fact that, according to the FDA itself, that 86% of the children between ages 12 and 15 who get vaccinated, 86% of them either gets mild side effects or serious side effects. What do you see going on behind? I know you know more than most of us do. How many people are really dying with this? Well, I mean, we see the numbers they put out, but how many are really dying that you know of?
Well, we really do know that, I mean, the numbers of at least 5,000 people by the CDC's own numbers have died from the shot. But we've known in the past that the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, known as VAERS, only reports 1% of the injuries. And then I know from on the street, from the nurses, the doctors, in the emergency rooms, half the people coming to the emergency rooms with myocarditis, with literally dying and or severe pulmonary embolisms, blood clots in the lung, in the brain, you know, that half the people walking into the hospital right now, into the emergency room are vaccinated. Our COVID shot.
Wow. Half of
them. It's bad.
Wow.
But half
wow.
of them. But the good news, back to what David just said. No, it was BK in West Virginia. How many people got one shot? Here's the gift from God. Don't do it again. Repent.
Amen.
Turn around. Not another shot. Not a flu shot. Not a polio shot. If you don't get another shot, and with God's grace, you survive those to date in that first shot, you'll be fine. And it doesn't mean you won't suffer, but you likely won't die. And you can keep your immune system well and repent and change. Doesn't mean you won't suffer.
Do all you can, folks, and put your trust in Christ. This day right here in the state of West Virginia, let's talk to Joe. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Butch. I have one question about the PCR test. I hear many people say it is, you know, and it is false positive. I agree with that. But people say, don't take it. You get nanobots. And other people say, take it. It won't hurt you. Which is the truth about that?
Both things are true because similar to the vaccine, not all the tests have nanobots. One thing's very true about the test. Any test where they stick a nasal swab up your nose has nothing to do with PCR. That's not how you have to gather the sample. I would, if forced to, I would spit in a tube. That spit will tell me what infection, what, you know, the same PCR response is that nasal swab. The swab shows electron micrographs show carbon nanofibers, pieces of metal, things that clearly aren't cotton on the end of some of them, not all of them. So it's the same with the shot. Not all the shots are deadly. It's Russian roulette, you know, and the only way to prevent the evil is never do it again. Do
Amen.
Not consent to these experimental procedures because the ones that are stuck up your nasal swabs into the meninges of your brain, breaking the mucosal surfaces of your blood-brain barrier, that can never be good. I don't care what's in it. Never, ever do that.
And we do know Dr. Madej has told us, Joe, that a lot of these do have the, we'll say, nanobots in them that will connect you through 5G to a lot of things. You know that.
True.
This is all for real.
And there's one thing I'd like to add. We're not playing Russian roulette. We're playing medical roulette with a 5-round revolver with one bullet missing.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah.
Joe, I got a jump. We're running out of time. But thanks for the call, Joe. Thank you. Let's go next to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch and Dr. Judy. I've got an updated list of at least 32 books dealing with vaccines. Pastor Butch, if I send that to you and mark it for Pastor Butch and Dr. Judy, would you pass that on to her?
Of course.
Okay, I'll mark the email for Pastor Butch and Dr. Judy, because there's a lot of good books have been written, and this stuff's been going on for over a century, as I'm sure you and Dr. Judy know.
Yes.
Vaccines were, even before World War One, there were a lot of people were dying from the vaccines way back then. So thank you both for being on and talking about a very, very important subject. Thank you both. God bless.
Thank you,
both.
Daryl. Thanks for the call. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Joe. God bless.
Good call. All right, we're down about the last minute and a half here. Dr. Judy, I want you to tell the folks from the bottom of your heart. I know you witnessed to them already and told them what they need to do, but how would you caution those who maybe are hearing us for the first time, a new listener? What would you tell them about the shot? Well, how would you caution them? I know you said a lot of scientific facts, but what would you say if you were talking to them face-to-face? What would you tell them?
Well, actually, what I do for all of them, this is what I do. I say, in fact, my own nephew asked me once, Aunt Judy, what do I do? And I said, honey, what do you do best? And he said, got it, procrastinate. Watch. What's the hurry? Don't hurry. Why are you rushing in? You remember, it's like buying a timeshare. You got to make the decision before tomorrow, because tomorrow's your last chance. Whenever anybody has to coerce you with a lottery, with a free donut or a beer,
amen,
there's something wrong.
Amen.
Wait. Wait and watch and trust God. Just wait. Just wait a summer. Can you wait 6 months? And just see. That's all we're asking, a little discernment.
If they wait 6 months, they're going to probably see a lot of things they don't want to see.
And then they'll never get the shot.
A lot of people they know. Yes. I mean, they'll see a lot.
And they'll never get the shot.
Folks, this is for real stuff. You're going to see family members, and God help us, I don't want to say this, but you're going to see family members got the shot that's going to die. And you will get very ill. You're going to see that with your own eyes. You're going to see it. And I don't want to say that, but I have to, because I'm trying to warn you. Dr. Judy has poured her heart out to you tonight. Dr. Judy, we're out of time. I want to thank you for joining us tonight, and God bless you, sis. I'll be in touch, okay?
Thanks, Pastor Butch. Talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Folks, we love you and see you tomorrow night with Larry Pratt, former head of GOA, discussing more gun control laws being passed in states like Colorado and a whole lot more. They're coming for us in a lot of different directions. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.